The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This segment is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. All right, it's time now to hit the front page. All right, obviously all of our thoughts and prayers are out and to our friends out west who are dealing with the wildfires. I've texted a couple folks out there that I know just to make sure they were okay. Lots of people evacuating their areas. What a fire spread to Hollywood Hills. But of course, East Palisades, I believe, is where it...
Yeah, I was going to say the Palisades. I saw a video and it was... It was ruins. It was awful. It just looked brutal.
A lot of the places on the PCH, some of the places, I was looking at the maps. I'm like, man, I've been to some of those spots. And then you look at some of my friends' videos on social media, and they're basically right near the fire at Hollywood Hills trying to get out. So obviously we say all that because there's a game which does not, you know, pales in comparison to what's going on out there with the Vikings and the Rams. So the NFL is monitoring the situation. And in a statement on Wednesday evening, they said that they continue to prepare for the game to be played at SoFi Stadium. But if it had to be moved, it would take place on Monday night at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, the home, of course, of the Arizona Cardinals. So it said, as with all games, there are contingency plans. In an event, a change in location is needed. That is what the league said in a statement.
Yeah, first and foremost, to your point, it's not about moving the game. I will say this, when you talk about the game part, I hate it when they move the game to a completely neutral site like this. I mean, I think it's good for the LA because they don't have to go play in Minnesota, but it's not going to have the feel. It's still going to change the atmosphere of the game. Because there's going to be a lot of Rams fans that aren't going to be able to go to it if it's in Arizona.
The smoke in the area.
Yeah.
That's what, you know.
Well, look, and that's a weird stadium because it's closed, but it's open. And I'm talking about in L.A.
Yeah.
It's got the open on the ends, but it's not.
Like a carport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's a good way to, a pretty accurate way of putting it. But so it just kind of. It sucks all the way around, really.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it. You're right. Looking at the videos, pictures, everything else that's been on the socials, on the internet over the last couple of days, it's terrifying. I think it really brings it. It brings the big picture. Sometimes you just look at forests, and you know the trees are on fire. You don't really get a great idea of what's going on. But to see like Hollywood Hills with like high rises and in the fires in the background, that kind of brings it home. I think for a lot of people that aren't familiar with the area, so seeing those pictures and everything. Terrifying, doing the right thing by moving the game. I'm with Bo. You hate to see these type of things move location, but it's been done before. It's been done in Major League Baseball. It's been done in the NFL. And so, you know, I guess I'm just glad they have a contingency plan to be able to, you know, get this one in.
Staying out west, the 49ers are motivated to get Brock Purdy's extension done quickly. So Kyle Shanahan and Purdy have made it clear that they intend to reach an agreement, and also, of course, with General Manager John Lynch, with the hope that it will be done sooner than later. And so this is what Lynch had to say. I think what we know about Brock is that he's our guy. We have an interest in Brock being around here for a long, long time. He's done so much for our organization. He's won big games and had a little tougher task, as we all did this year, with some of the things that happened throughout the course of the season. So statement went on, but
I'd be curious to see what the zeros look like on this one. I think Brock Purdy is a very good quarterback. I also think Kyle Shanahan is the perfect head coach offensive mind for what he's kind of trying to do. So I'm not saying hometown discount, but I don't think he's going to be paid like a Dak Prescott. I don't think you're going to get that kind of money. I'll be curious to see where it lands. You're going to pay him like a, you know, upper half of the league starter, but I can't imagine that, you know, he's the kind of guy that's like, well, let me get to free agency. I'm going to break the bank. It just seems like this is kind of the perfect marriage, and it would work out for all sides if you don't become the top paid quarterback in the NFL. So I'd be curious to see where those zeros are at.